Comedian Rob Schneider, Gentleman Dylan Mulvaney is guilty of gender appropriation. By Paul Bois on September 6, 2023. Comedian and Saturday Night Live alum Rob Schneider took a swipe at transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney. A man living as a woman, accusing him of gender appropriation. Schneider, who has taken a turn for the right in recent years, issued his salvo against Mulvaney on X, formerly known as Twitter. If you believe there is such a thing as cultural appropriation, then certainly this gentleman is guilty of gender appropriation, the Deuce Bigelow, Male Gigolo star wrote. The statement received massive reactions from people, both in support and against the comedian. "You, sir, are no gentleman," said one user. "You dress up as a girl once in a movie and suddenly you're an expert, got it," said another. "Hey Rob, I saw you do your stand-up set a couple years back and you were a solid 5/10", said another. Dylan Mulvaney became an intense lightning rod for controversy earlier this year when Bud Light briefly partnered with him, leading to a massive backlash. In the months since the partnership, Bud Light's sales have cratered while Modelo has overtaken the brand as America's number one beer. Mulvaney recently addressed the backlash when receiving the award for Breakout Creator at the 2023 Streamy Awards last month. "My life has been changed for the better, but also there's been an extreme amount of transphobia and hate, and I know that my community is feeling it, and I know that even our allies are feeling it," Mulvaney said. "I look around this room and I just see so many amazing allies that have platforms, and I think allyship right now needs to look differently. You need to support trans people publicly and proudly. I love you so much, thank you, thank you, I'm gonna go have a beer and I love ya," he added. Mulvaney also earlier said that Bud Light fueled transphobia by not publicly backing him. "I should have made this video months ago, but I didn't," Mulvaney said in June. "And I was scared, and I was scared of more backlash, and I felt personally guilty for what transpired. So I patiently waited for things to get better. But surprise, they didn't. And I was waiting for the brand to reach out to me, but they never did." Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.